Start the day at 2 a.m. Rabbi Moshe Donenbaum.
Tell me what you start. Good morning. Thank you everyone for coming. Yashar Kechachem to the organizers, Rabbi Moshe David Zaltzman and the others and the one helping out. It's a schus to be able to share Divrei Torah, Divrei Halacha. It's a schus to be part of Torah Way. It's a Mamisha Moide Gezach. Maybe we should bring it to Australia. I'm not sure we have so many people there as much as in Manchester, but it's a gewaltig schus to be part of this. And again, a Yashar Koyach. Let me just give a short introduction that I'm not coming over here to Paschal Lochel Amaisa. Manchester is a year. This is Malaya, Chachomim, and Soifrim, and Dayonim. I'm just going to discuss certain halachas, relevant halachas of Hilchas Ribis. And whoever has a shayla lemaisa, we can discuss it afterwards, but lemaisa, they should ask their local rov how to go about it. Ribis is something which often it looks like it's very innocent, obscure, and very fair. Give a very simple example how we see how the Torah's outlook on ribbis is so different the way we look at it today. And the Torah doesn't change, and halacha to halacha. And give you a simple example. A young couple just got married, and they bought a house, and they went to the bank to get a loan, and because he's got a very low income, the bank doesn't believe he's able to service the loan, and therefore they denied his application. So he comes to shul the next evening and he looks a little bit upset. And another wealthy person sees him. Yo, what happened? I can't get a loan. I bought a house. I can't get a loan. I'm stuck. Yeah. So he says, okay, no problem. The bank wanted, I'm not sure what the interest rates over here are, but let's say the bank wanted 7%. And I'll give you a loan for 3%. Half price. Less than half price. Mamash Abal Chesed. If they take him up on his offer, that is ribus deoraisa. Mamash ech ribus min ha-Torah. We'll go even one step further. Let's say this wealthy individual hasn't got the money lying in his pocket. He has the money in a bank account, in a term deposit bank account, where he's earning interest. He's earning in the bank 3%. So he tells the young couple, the young man, you know what? I'm earning 3%. I'd rather give it to you, and you give me 3%. So mamash is... He's actually covering his losses. Let's say $100,000 or $1 million, whatever it is. He's covering his losses with the 3%, what it cost him to get the money out of, taking it out of the term deposit. Or even more, let's say the young guy can't get a loan, but this guy can get the loan. He goes to the bank and he takes the loan on his name and he gives advice. That's all ribus deraisa, even though it doesn't sound fair, he's a bal chesed, he's doing a favor. Nevertheless, that's ribus deraisa, and there's many scenarios where we see where there's such cases of ribus, and it's mamash ribus deraisa, and ribus deraisa is something unique. Ribus bechalal is an issa on the malva, and also on the loiva. So even the loiva is prepared, I'm moichel, I want to do it, I want to give it. And the way to look at it is, the Gemara Bar Matzias says that there's three surim in the Torah. Gezel, Oinor, and Ribis. Gezel is to steal, Oinor is to cheat, and Ribis. Now, the way we look at Ribis, it's why is it stealing? Why is it cheating? The guy, everything on the table open. You want a loan? It's 5% interest. You want to pay the 5%. It's all with consent. He's agreeable. He's worked out his finances. And even in the cases we discussed, where it's maybe even more, it's even cheaper than the bank, that is ribus. And the Torah, you can even ask, why did the Torah write? The Torah is so careful to write every word, every letter. Why did the Torah write an extra lav on gezel and ribus? And no, just write one. So the Torah would have written ribus, we could learn out gezel from ribus. The Torah's outlook on ribus is it's gezel. Even though there's consent, even though the person gives it with his full heart, and maybe it's even jump of your joy. Imagine that your man comes to his wife and says, you know what? We're lucky. We went to the bank this morning, declined. Mina Shemayim, went to the shul in the afternoon, and this nice Baal Chesed came over to me, and he told me, I'll give you the loan for half the price. They're making al-chaim and simcha. but it still is Ribis Deoraisa. Now there's a way to get around with Heta Iske, as we all know, but Lamaisa, we're talking now what the problems are, and the idea of the Shir is to bring out in the open scenarios which look like it's not a problem, and really there is a serious problem of Ribis. Ribis is Yoitze, the Rice is Yoitze B'dayonim. And that means, for the example we just gave a few minutes ago, that means that if they went home and they made Al-Chaim, the young couple, and they went on with the deal, and they went on with the deal, and let's say after 5 years, they paid this guy 3%, whatever it was, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then they happened to go to a shir, a Torah way, and they hear there's a problem of Ribis, and now you have to give every dollar back. So this wealthy individual, which may have cost him 3%, he has to give every dollar back. It's Yoytze B'dayonim. He can't be Moichel, it's Yoytze B'dayonim. So this is the Choyim of the Ribis, and we just go to a few scenarios where things Ribis doesn't, it's not so boilet. It's a bit obscure, but nevertheless, it's got inside a problem of Ribis. We gave an example of the young couple, does give me business as well. A businessman who needs money, the same idea, he's struggling. The bank doesn't trust that he's able to lift his business up. They won't give him a loan. They feel it's going to just go down the drain. And he asks somebody else and he gives him a loan. The same idea, even though he's doing the chesed and he's helping, it may even cost him money. He's got this charging as much as it cost him in the bank to get the loan. It still is Ribis Deraisa. And the good intention doesn't wipe away the Ribis Deraisa. So let's take the following scenario where a young couple wants a mortgage for their home, and they go to the bank, and the bank says, sorry, you haven't got enough. So what do? They go to the parent, good old Tati and Mami, or the Schwer and the Schwieger, and he asks the father, can you organize it? The father goes to the bank, and the father, Baruch Hashem, has got a good record at the bank, he's got good history, and he takes the loan. He takes the loan, and the son or the son-in-law pays straight into his account. So again, so the couple buy a house, they can't get a mortgage, and the father steps in, and he goes to the bank, and tells the son-in-law, okay, here, I organize a mortgage, it's your problem, it's your achrayas, you make sure you pay every month on time, I don't want any trouble. And that's what he does. That's also Ribis Deraisa. Even though the father kind of, so to speak, gave over the loan to the young couple, he gave it over at their Shabbos table on Mavmalka, a little simcha together, gave it over, and they gave him a hug and a kiss. Thank you, Tati, for organizing it. But halacha views is, there's two loans taking place. The loiva is the one who the malva recognizes. The malva is the bank. The bank is a goy. The bank's a goy, let's say. Not so clear, always the bank's a goy. Could have major shareholders, which is a different discussion. The bank lends money to the father. The bank do not know anything about this young couple. Nothing to do with them. They don't care what's going on. The father is the loiver. Now there is a mortgage on the property which maybe can make it a little bit easier, but simple, on the simple level, they know the father is their loiver. Now that the father went and told the young couple, you pay back, doesn't make a difference that they're paying straight into bank account. Doesn't make a difference if they're paying straight into the mortgage account. Doesn't matter who pays. The meiser, the loiver, the malver is the bank. The malver lent the money to the father, and then the father went with the goodness of his heart and he gave it to the young couple. There's two loans taking place. One between the bank and the father, and the father and the young couple, and that is the Ribis Deraisa. It's got Ribis.
The father's not getting an interest.
He is. No, but it goes through him. The bank, he owes the bank the interest. He owes the bank the interest. That's right. The bank don't want to know the young couple. They're, he's a good koinig man. Maybe he knows Shas Balper, but the Maisa, they don't want to know him. They don't know him.
Can the father be a guarantor?
Oh, we're coming to get to that. We're going to get to the guarantor. We have time. Not 10:30 we're going to? 10:30? 10:15. Oh, okay. Another scenario. This is also a very common scenario where we have siblings. Let's say there's two sisters, one's called Sora, one's called Rivka. Sora married Avraham, and Rivka married Yitzchak, like our forefathers. Okay. Now, Avraham married Sora, and they bought a property, they bought a little flat or apartment, and they got a very good mortgage, locked in for 20 years. Mamash, a very good mortgage, very good deal, very good. Now, their family has grown, and they have to move out of the apartment, and Rivka and Yitzchak have bought it from them, and if you're going to now sell it, now let's say a whole bunch of sisters, Rivka, Rochalaya, so if you're going to, I imagine he's the same as overseas, and in Australia and other countries, when you transfer property, you've got to pay to the government a tax, right, stamp duty, I imagine. But what's more important is the loan, the mortgage. Avraham and Sarah are being asked by Yitzchak and Rivka, do us a favor. We can't get the same loan, either because we haven't got good credit rating, or we can get a loan, but not of you've got 1.5%. Today it's 5%. Do us a favor. Let's go to the Rav. We'll write a document. I sold you the property. Everything is mamash with Adam, with Shavuos, with everything else, with holding us at a Torah. The property is sold from Avraham and Sarah to Yitzchak and Rivka. It's sold. It's their property. But they don't want to notify the bank, because once they, normally when you sell a property, the loan gets a new loan, and we can't afford, we don't want a new loan, we want to save money. Again, another case of a chesed. So Yitzchak and Rivka are asking a favor from Avraham and Sarah, do us a favor, leave it on our names, so that we can get it. The same thing, mamash ribis deraisa. Why? Because the bank does not know Yitzchak and Rivka. The bank 5 years ago, they made a deal, they lent money to Avraham and Sarah. What you go now and do your property and then you make your own geschäft, that's a new loan between Avraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, which has got ribis. And again, doesn't make a difference that Yitzchak and Rivka is paying the funds straight into the account, the loan account. Doesn't make who goes to the bank to put the money in. It depends on one point. Who is the bank's loiver? Who is the bank's credit? That's what it is. Who owes the bank the money? Avraham and Sarah, they're the ones. If Yitzchak and Rivka leave the country, they make a run for it, who will the bank run after? He can't say, Yitzchak and Rivka, they'll come to Avraham and Sarah. You sign the paper, it's your loan, you've got to pay up. So it's clear that the loan is between the bank and Avraham and Sarah. Now, Avraham and Sarah made a new loan to Yitzchak and Rivka. That's their problem. But there is ribbis, the rice between the two sisters, Yitzchak and Rivka, and Avraham and Sarah. It's a very common case. I've had this shayla many years ago. It's a very common case. People don't know about it. It looks very innocent. Ribbis, it's a bank, it's not me. Another case. This really looks more like ribbis. But again, there's many broken families because of or friendships broken because of this case. A credit card. If, let's say, I've got a good credit card facility, got $50,000, and someone wants to buy something, he hasn't got money, he just wants to use my credit card. As long as he pays up within the 45 days, or whatever the grace period is, if he pays up, there's not a problem. Everything's okay, so he paid up. But if he did the default in payment, so when, let's say, Reuven gave Shimon his credit card, Reuven maybe even has benefit out of it. He's going to get points. He might get miles and points, which doesn't, it's not a shayla of ribbis at all. Because it comes from a third party, and ribbis has to go from Malva, from the Loiva to the Malva. But that's a different issue. So Reuven gave Shimon his credit card to go and purchase whatever he wants to purchase, and the idea was that Shimon will pay on time. But Reuven told Shimon, it's on your achrayas. If Chas v'Shalom did default in payment, it will be your achrayas. You have to pay the credit. Yeah, no problem. So again, on the surface, it looks like that Shimon took the achrayas because Reuven and Shimon made a deal and Shimon agreed, my achrayas, and there was a default in payment, he didn't pay on time, and the bank's charging him interest. Let's say he borrowed $10,000 on his credit card. And now the bank wants $1,000 interest. He slept, wants $1,000 interest. So if Shimon pays, even if he pays straight into the account, again, it's two loans taking place. The bank gave the credit card to Reuven. It's Reuven's card. You're my loiver. What you do with that card with Shimon, it's your geschäft. That's a new loan, legally, and more importantly, a pi'aloch. It's a brand new loan. It's a brand new loan. So when Shimon, not only Shimon is not allowed to pay that, because Ribbis Reis is also in a Torah. So here you have two friends, two good friends, many, many years, and now he gave him his credit card as a favor and a default in payment, and Shimon wants to pay. He wants, but he's not allowed to pay because that's ribbis. That's ribbis deraisa. Another case. Partnership, we'll come back with it in a minute. We're talking now about scenarios which don't look like ribbis, and they are Mamash Ashal Ribbis Deraisa. We'll talk about business partners. This is another very common case. Same idea, the business partner, they've got a business together and they want to now invest in the business, build the business up. And one partner has got a very good relationship with the bank and he's got an investment. And the bank will give, let's say they want to lend from the bank $100,000 to boost their business. Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven goes to the bank and he takes a loan on his own, on his property, and on his cheshbon. Okay, and the business is a good business, they're doing well, and the business will pay back the money into the account. Into the loan. That's also, again, Ribbis Daraisa. Why? Because there's two borrowers over here, Reuven and Shimon. Sorry, there's one borrower from the bank, which is Reuven organized the loan, because he had this facility, he had this connection, which he had this benefit that he could get from the bank cheap money, and he got a good loan. But then when he puts it into the business, and now it's on both the achrayas, so Shimon, now the business is taking a loan from Reuven.
Part of that money is Reuven.
Sorry?
Part of that money is Reuven's.
But the other part, you're right, but the other part. The business was just a partnership, and Shimon's part of the partner. He's paying money. So Shimon's... Well, you have to get this, yeah, okay. But sometimes it looks so innocent, so obscure, you don't even realize you have a disc. Based on the cases we're giving now. Okay, so those are the cases which... doesn't seem like a big problem. You have to get this, 100%, that disc. That doesn't work for everything, but it works for most cases, especially partnership. And we just mentioned that there is a very well-known Igus Moshe Feinstein, who has a very big Kiddush, and it's used many times, especially post facto, after the milk has been spilled. The Moshe holds, in order to be a problem of Ribbis, the borrower has to have a personal guarantee. If there's no personal liability on the borrower, so very often with a business scenario, if it's not personal, then we can get around according to the Moshe, and we use the Moshe like a tchila, but we do rely on him in many cases post facto to get around this. Ramosha holds that there has to be, in order for there to be a case of ribbis, has to be a personal liability on the person. A loiver is a person. If there's no liability on the person, it's only on the business, it's limited to the business, nothing personal, so then takira, there won't be a problem of ribbis going to him. And again, many poskim don't really agree to that, but in a case of post facto, sometimes we do rely on it. I'm not passing a local mice, I'm just giving out the ideas and trying to give out some ideas what cases of ribbis they are. So guarantor is also another case of ribbis. Now in Halacha, there's three types of guarantors. There's an Or of Stam, an Or of Kablan, and an Or of Shloif Deutz. An Or of Stam is a guarantor who you go first to the loiver, and if he doesn't pay, then you go to the guarantor. You have no right to go to the guarantor before you go to the loiver. That's an olive stamp. A normal case, Reuven lends Shimon money, and Shimon has Levi as an olive, so Levi says, go to Shimon, go out his money, go out Shimon. If he hasn't got, I'll pay. That's an olive stamp. An olive kavlan is where he has a right to go to either or. Obviously the mother's going to go to wherever it is more easier to get the money out. If the loiver is a poor younger man, and the orav is somebody of immense, very wealthy man, he'll go to the wealthy man. So orav kablan is where you have a choice to go to either or. And all of Schleifdeutz means the type of, the Ramos says the type of ace of grass they used to wash their hands. So that means that the loiver has washed his hands. This isn't my Orav, you go to him. If he can't pay them, but Lamaisa, the Orav is now. So in the case of Schleifdeutz, that is a case of Ribbis. Why? Because Halacha views the Orav as the loiver, and the Orav is giving the money to the real loiver. So let's give an example. Reuven wants to lend money to Shimon. Shimon's the loiver, officially, on the paperwork. And Shimon goes, gets his friend Levi to be the Orav. So Levi now is the Orav. So if he's an Orav Stam, then there is no ribbis. Why is that? We're talking, let's say it's a bank. Oh, it's a goy. A goy lends money to Shimon, and Shimon uses Levi as his obvious guarantor. So when Shimon, if it's an Or of Stam situation, that the bank will go first to Shimon and only go to Levi afterwards, so if after a year there's a default in payment, and the payment includes capital and interest, there's no problem of Levi paying up, and Shimon owes Levi. Let's say he took a loan of $100,000, and the interest is $5,000. So after a year, the bank's on his back, blah, 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 and he's not paying, so now there's a debt of $105,000. So now they go to the Orat, they go to Levi, pay up, and Levi pays up. There's no shaila in such a case that Shimon can pay Levi $105,000. Why? Because the loan now only began now between Shimon and Levi. It began at this point, because Levi only comes into the picture from a halachic perspective only at this point when there's a default in payment and the bank's coming after him. That's why there's no riba. See, even though the $105,000 to Shimon is made up of two payments, $100,000 and $5,000, with regard to Levi, it's not a problem of ribas. And all of Shloif Doitz, on the other extreme, is serious ribbis. Because after a year when he didn't pay up the $5,000, the ribbis, now we look at it as Levi was a loiver from the beginning. There were two loans taking place. If there's a default in payment, then we look at it as if Levi is the loiver and Levi, and now there was a loan between Levi, the bank looks at Levi, oh, you're the rich man, you're the one, you're the all of Shloif Doitz, we'll come to you and we're going to come after you for the money. So this, when the bank gives $100,000 in Chodesh Nissan to Shimon, really, they're looking at Levi as the loiver. You're our loiver. And their interest is on Levi. And Levi says, give it to him. So now Levi is lending them under Shimon. That's why Be'ulav Shloif Doitz is a shayla of ribis, because we view Levi as the real loiver at the beginning of the loan. Out of Kablan, which is in the middle case, that's where he can go to either or. He can go to either the Loiver or the Orav. There we have Machloikas Apoiskim, if that is a problem of Ribos or not. And Lamaisa we Machmer, and even out of Kablan, because the bank has the Goy has a right to go to the Orav, we look at it as if the loan started now. And again, we view the Orav as the real Loiver, and the Orav is the Malver to the Loiver. Again, the same idea, the two loans taking place. Not one loan with an Orav. Where it's an Orav with the bank can go straight to, then we have an issue of Ribbis, because we view the Orav as the real Loiver, and you'll give the money to him. So even though the bank puts the money, it doesn't make a difference. The bank looks at Levi, the rich Levi, that look at him as the loiver. He wants, okay, we'll give it to him. So the bank can write out the check to Shimon. Doesn't make a difference. They view Shimon as the Nebuch over here, and you go, that's between you and Shimon. That's how the bank looks at it. Even though Shimon is officially the loiver on the bank's papers, but they're going to go after Levi if there's a default in payment, and that's where the rivers comes up. There's two loans taking place in Chodesh Nissan at the beginning of the loan, one between the bank and Levi, even though it's just a guarantor, and the other between Levi and Shimon. And that's why we have a problem of ribbis in such a case. Now, when
Levi pays up,
there's ribbis.
If the Levi pays to the bank,
then we'll be okay. But then we have another shaila about signing a document of ribbis. The document has ribbis written inside it, so it's a different shaila. But that's a very good question. If you have a case of ribbis now, I'm not sure here you have it. I imagine you have it in every lease or any sale. You have something called a penalty clause. A standard penalty clause is ribbis. It just says you don't pay up; it just accumulates ribbis, right? And that's mamash a shaila of a. It's not a deraisa, because it's usually a sale or a rental, which is only the rabbonon ribbis, which comes about because of a sale or rentals only the Rabbonon, but never it's still is ribbis with the Rabbonon. So what you should do is to take out the penalty clause, and the one who's makabel doesn't want to do it. Let's say we're talking about a landlord and a tenant, right? He's renting out a property, renting out an apartment, and it's got a penalty clause inside there. Most landlords, well, even a frum landlord won't want to take it out. But if it's frum, they're both frum, you go down to we can change the penalty clause from being a interest-bearing accumulative clause to some which is a one-off penalty. So you don't pay the schiros, you don't pay the rental for Nissan, so then on Aleph year, you get, or Behei year, whatever it is, or Vav year, a few days later, you get a penalty, a one-off penalty, and that hits you, let's say the normal the rental is $1,000, £1,000, so they give you a 10 per 15 per, very high penalty, one-off penalty. The problem is that once he's gone past that date and he hasn't paid, there's nothing pushing him to pay again. But that's the downside. But the Maisa, every month you can do that. You can have one penalty, it can't accumulate on every month. So if you don't pay Nissan, it's 15%, 20%. You don't pay here, 20%. Every month you can do that. That's it. But it only works on a rental. It doesn't work on a loan. On a loan you can't do a penalty, even a one-off penalty account. You can't say, $100,000, if you don't bring me the money by this and this date, I'm giving you a penalty, one-off penalty, 20%. You can't do that. That's a case of, so we have to try to change that, the penalty clause. So, if the landlord is not frum, and if it's a goy, it's not a problem. If he's not frum, he'll be very reluctant to change the clause, because he feels, and his lawyer, whoever will advise him, don't touch it, it's a thing, don't the chochmas, he's making chochmas. So, the shaila is, if the tenant, the halacha person, is makabel himself to make sure, I'll never ever go past, I'm going to make sure the money's in the account, I'll lend the money, I'll make sure, I'll borrow the money, I'll make sure it's there straight away. So, like someone asked, so some police can say that's okay. If you're going to, so even though the document has got penalty of ribbis, you're signing a document with ribbis, if you have in mind, never ever, you know, your plan is always never to utilize that facility of the ribbis, some police can say it's okay. We'll just conclude with one more, scenario. I've had the shaila a few times. I imagine here's the same thing. In Australia, the solicitors or lawyers, they have access to a lot of money. But they deal with very wealthy people, and they want to make a quick pound, quick dollar, quick cash, and they are very often the mishadach, they make shidduchim between two people. So he happens to know there's a guy out there, the Aryan man who went to the bank, and the bank declined his loan because he has enough income, they don't acknowledge the credit check as a proper income, whatever the case is. And this lawyer happens to know that there's a wealthy guy in town, and the lawyer puts the shidduch together. And very often, the borrower, the younger man, doesn't even know who the lender is. He doesn't know who he is, and he just goes inside. The lawyer gets all the paperwork done. He just sees a name. So if he sees a name there, Johnson, Echvesos, a name which doesn't seem to be a Yiddish name, there's not a problem. But sometimes the name could be a Yiddish name. It could be Chveis, Berkovich, or Klein. So he has a Yiddish name. Then we have a bit of an issue that L'chayra, if it's a Yid, that the lawyer, even if it's a Goy, it doesn't help us, because it's not two loans taking place. The lawyer is he's just the metavech, he's just the agent. The lender is the wealthy guy who happens to be the client of this lawyer, and the borrower is a single man. So the shayla in the poskim is, how far does he have to go? Now in many places, there's a Reuven's Goyim. But there is a din that you're meant to be afshalavara, you know, you have to go and look and seek out, even going to arrive, you have to still be vara that's put in the poskim. The question is how much after the vara. So this is a shayla in the poskim. So if someone is either on either side, either you're getting a loan from a lawyer assisted loan, or you're giving a loan, he also, if he's a frum yid and he's a wealthy guy and he's giving the lawyer to give to anybody, here, take the money, I don't care who it is, just to make sure you sign it properly. And very often he will trust his lawyer to do a good job. But if the makabel, if the borrower is going to be a thing, you got mama shashad, Mr. Reiser. One last vote that the Kliyoka in Bashis Baha, which is a Bash of Ribis, the Yoka says the Inya of Ribis is a Muna. Ribis is very easy, very quick to make money, and the Torah wanted, the reason the Torah asked the Torah wanted the Ribis to be something which is a Muna. But to go to business and you're thinking, will I sell today? Why not sell today? You dumb, please, Hashem, please, I want help me make some dollar. But Ribis is so easy and so effortless, just comes automatically. That's the reason why, and that's what the Bashis Baha together with Mitzvah Shmita, which is also a Muna, next to the Mitzvah of cheating. Don't cheat. If you believe in Hashem, why are you cheating? But there's another thing also of Chesed. Chofetz Chaim also talks with Hetter Iske, all these Eitzes. But the Maise is in of Chesed. You have to do Chesed. There's a Gmilas Chasodim. So if you're going to charge, even with Hetter Iske, it's like a Moshel Kibbut Aveim. The father asks the child for a drink. Oh, I'm running a rush now. Can you moichel me? The father's moichel. So he wasn't over on the mitzvah, but the Maise, he didn't do the mitzvah. So same thing also, if you do and give a loan to Hetter Iske, even though you're not over on Issa Ribbis, but the Maise, you haven't done the mitzvah of Gmilas Chesed. There's one more important point which is not so well known, and that is, with the Hetter Iske, you're becoming a partner. Hetter Iske works on a partnership. You have to know what that person's doing. If he's, you know, he's a Jew, maybe not so frum, he may be investing in a business which works on Shabbos. You're a partner in their business. That's how it works. It's not just paper. Hatiski is not a kmeya. You sign it and you go weiter. Hatiski is your real partner. We've switched the loan to a partner. So if the working partner, this is the investing partner, the working partner, we call him Loi Bemalva. If he's going to invest in a business which is also, he's dealing on Shabbos, or let's say he's got a restaurant which is dealing with non-kosher food, many surim, isura deraisa. So then even though you've pushed aside in your ribis, but you may still be stuck with another isa, so therefore you have to be very careful using etiska with someone you don't know that well, what he's using. Thank you for listening, Chaim. Also have a good day and shkoyach.
David Lande.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to speak.
Thank you.